And we are joined today in studio by South Bruce Constable, OPP Constable Kevin Martin. Hello, sir. How are you today?
Fantastic, JC. Thanks for making time. I always appreciate the visit.
Thanks for coming in to talk to us, always, about safety and important things that are happening in our community. And, of course, right now it is back to school time. The kids have already been back for a couple of weeks, but still important to think about that safety element, especially when you're a driver. And, Kevin, there's a lot of things that people sometimes maybe they forget over the course of the summer, not seeing those school buses on the road. I don't know, but what do people need to remember when it comes to the kids going back to school?
Yeah, you're exactly right, JC. We're creatures of habit, right? So stuff that we do, we'll keep on doing without some sort of intervention. What I'm really hoping is that your listeners will dial in with me and help us keep those kids safe, right? So through the summer, they're out there playing. We see them in the parks, the beaches, wherever they are, right, having fun. Back to school, they're going to a specific location, obviously the school. And their minds may not be on traffic safety. It could be on, what am I doing today? Are we doing a field trip? Is something exciting? Do I have to do crafts? Whatever's going through their mind, it may not be, watch for that car at the crosswalk. It may not be, I'm biking along, not noticing the truck approaching me, right? All these pieces. So yes, it's a shared responsibility, but I like to say the adult has a little more responsibility because we should be a little more attentive, right? Mm-hmm. A little more life experience, hopefully a little more experience being safe. So basically around school zones, but really anywhere. We don't know where these youth live. We don't know how they get there, school bus, whatever. It's an onus on that motorist to pay attention, right? Let's stay away from driving fast. Let's stay away from using that cell phone. Let's be attentive and be safe. Now, as you referenced earlier, the school bus thing, so far we're doing well. And I'm really happy to report that to you today. This is like our week two of schools in Southern Bruce County. But inevitably, we're going to start getting those complaints. And I don't understand it. It's a large amber-colored vehicle with red lights and a stop sign. I'm not trying to oversimplify it. I'm just trying to say, when it's stopped with lights flashing and stop sign out, we have a youth crossing a road. And in some cases, we're on a county road or a provincial highway that are 80K posted, right? It is absolutely imperative that as a motorist, we're dialed in. And I get it. We're all busy. Work pressures and you know, things are costing a lot more. I get the pressures, the things that are distracting us. I understand that. It distracts me too. Mm-hmm. But we have to do our part to keep those youth safe because who else will, right? If we're behind that wheel, we have no choice but to follow the rules and protect our area youth, our future, right? On a kind of a related note, first time offense, failing to stop for that stop school bus with the lights going, stop sign out, maximum $2,000 fine, 6 demerit points.
That's a first time offense.
That's a first time, and that is an owie, but guess what? If you strike a youth, it gets a whole lot worse, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have that. I don't want to see that. I want everybody safe, everybody cooperating, right? And on a related note, in a municipality where we have those school crossing guards employed to keep our youth safe as they cross select roadways in a municipality, that stop sign they carry in their hand carries more weight than the stop sign you encounter at an intersection. Hmm. What I mean is the set fine for disobeying a stop sign at an intersection is $110. If you ignore that school crossing guard stop sign, that's a $365 fine. And what that should translate to you is those youth are really important. Our lawmakers are saying, hey, this is a big deal. So please, if you're out there driving, I get it. You got a lot going on, you're busy, things going through your mind, but you gotta keep your driving top of mind. You gotta be doing your part for road safety, pedestrian safety. There's no choice there, folks. We gotta do it.
Constable Martin, you mentioned that through the first couple of weeks here, things have been pretty good. You've been noticing from drivers. I'll say that I remember one year in Grand Prairie, Alberta, week one back to school, they set a record, over 360 fines for speeding, not stopping for school buses. Oh yeah, your eyes just went very wide. Yeah, it was... it was a bit of a rough city. But here, obviously, a different story. Is there any other, like, is there any areas of concern that you have seen, like, maybe a few extra phone calls for of any behaviors that that you'd like to put a cap on now? Or are we pretty good for the most part here?
I think we're pretty good right now. The thing with that kind of that calls, that tips piece, is it fluctuates. Think about the calls kind of like a roller coaster track. Think about the peaks and the valleys on those tracks. Mm-hmm. Same with the calls. Sometimes we're getting peaks with respect to failing to stop for a school bus. Sometimes we're getting peaks for speeding vehicles in certain areas. Sometimes we're getting calls about cell phones. I never know exactly what's going to come, which is part of the fun. I love taking on new challenges, right? But at the end of the day, if you do see something, that's a great idea, JC. If you see something dangerous, by all means, let us know. If it's non-emergent, like there's no immediate threat to property or life, that would be to our toll-free number, our communication center, 1-888-310-1122. But if you see a very, very dangerous thing, life-threatening, imminent property damage, whatever's happening, that's a 911 call, right? Mm-hmm. Get us there right away to help.
Is there anything else, Constable Martin, that we need to know about back-to-school safety or anything else from the South Bruce OPP?
Well, I think we're good for now, but please, at the end of the day, as we wrap it up, please make sure you're doing your part. Safety, there's not usually a second chance, so let's get it right the first time.
We appreciate you coming by to share some important tips about back-to-school safety and our responsibility as motorists. Kevin Martin, South Bruce OPP, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for your time, JC. I appreciate it. Help spread the word.